It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The world of real estate, always new things to learn, always changes, an up and down cycle on just about every aspect. And Shane Mast joins us every Friday to talk about it from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning, and first of all, happy birthday to you.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I feel a little older today, 45.
All right. Well, I would love to be 45, but that's a whole other topic. So what's the big topics we should talk about this morning?
I thought today I'll just briefly go over just the rates, I guess, just quickly, but then we'll talk about the active inventory, which is one of our big local stories, is 7 straight weeks of increased active inventory. So I'll get to that in a second, but just want to let people know, I told you guys last week that rates are just going to kind of fluctuate in between 6 and 7 for the near future, and they're up about a third from where they were last week, a third of 1%, not a third. 6.82% is your average conventional, 6.2 for FHA and VA. But yeah, that's kind of not the big news anymore because it's pretty stable. It's high, but it's pretty stable. So that's all I'll say about rates. One thing is we did just get statistics that came out for the first 4 months of the year for Douglas County, and 15 Oregon Life Homes agents landed in the top 20% for the county. So congratulations to all of our hardworking agents out there. And now on to inventory. So inventory, just for example, last year was about 260 at this time. 2 years ago, there was only 150, and this is the active properties available for sale. Today, we have 314 in Douglas County. So what that tells us is, well, for one, more houses are going on the market than are going under contract. So we have an increase, like I said earlier, 7 straight weeks of active increase in inventory. So that gives our buyers out there more choices, which also gives our sellers less competition or more competition. So there's should stabilize prices a little bit because prices were going up pretty good there in the last couple months, and mainly because there was no inventory. You know, for example, you know, Lane County, they only have 430 houses available in a county that I don't know exactly, but I think they're like 4 times bigger than us, and they only have 110 more houses for sale than we do.
Wow. Now, what do you attribute this larger inventory to?
I just think it's one is seasonal. So our inventory, you know, other than the pandemic year, which was an anomaly where our inventory basically went to almost nothing, seasonally in the spring and summer, more people are just in the mode to put their houses on the market. They look the best right now than they do all year. The days are longer. And we talked about a little bit also, you know, with graduation comes a lot of changes for a lot of families. So I think it's just the right time for most people to sell. And you're selling your house in the best light, which is one thing for buyers to think about when they're looking at houses in the summer and spring is – think about what it's going to look like in the winter. So how you do that is you get an inspection, of course, but they will look for water stains like underneath your house and things that won't be water mostly from here till it starts raining again in the late fall. So people really need to be careful about buying a home in the summer. I kind of liken it to buying a car at night. You don't get to see everything. So the next morning when the sun comes up, that car, you may have overlooked a lot of deficiencies, similar to buying a house in the summer. And of course, that's when most of the houses are sold.
Interesting. Now, with this larger inventory, what about the price ranges right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I wrote down a bunch, and just stop me if it's too many numbers. But if the active inventory, the big area is 300,000 to 400,000. Is the largest number of active homes. So there's 66 properties currently that anyone can go buy today, anyone qualified, between 300 and 400. The second is 400 to 500 thousand. So it's kind of interesting. That's 44 properties that our median sale price. So most of the houses that are selling are 310, but most of the houses that are for sale are between 300 and 500. So if you look at what's pending, though, that's the biggest number of pendings. The price range is 200 to 300 thousand, and followed by 300 to 400 thousand. There's 49 currently under contract, 200 to 300 thousand. So that's about half the inventory for the $200,000 to $300,000 range is already pending. So half is still available. That, you know, there were times when it was like 80% was gone. That was, you know, after the pandemic era, there was hardly anything, and people had to run around and get an offer in quick, and there'd be five or six. That's not happening. In that range, getting two to three offers, you know, around 300 is not uncommon anymore. But, you know, during the pandemic year, everything would have five or six offers within a couple of days. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed buying atmosphere, more normal, where buyers can go and they have choice. Like, I'm showing somebody property today that we've looked five different times, you know, and they're taking their time. There's lots of options out there. They don't have to rush into something. And we're looking at three more today. And, you know, they don't feel pressure to buy it, or they won't get anything, because our rising inventory is just making it to where buyers are don't have to be like running around with a chicken with their head cut off. They can take their time and look at properties.
One of the things I saw in an ad a while back, I wanted to ask you about, and I think I have the idea, but you can probably clarify it, was a property that wasn't financeable. Explain what leads to that.
Sure. And only 15% of our 314 houses are not financeable. So it takes quite a bit to make it not financeable. There has to be some kind of major structural issue. So sometimes, you know, the biggest one that you hear people talk about is the foundation. And cracks in the foundation don't make it a house not financeable. It would have to be actively moving and shifting for it to be not financeable. And you got to find it. So that's another important plug for getting an inspection, is they'll crawl under the house and check those type of things for you. But that's probably the one that you hear about the most is that. But there are some minor things that make something not financeable, like a broken window, for example, could make a house not financeable, but obviously that's easy to fix. Or sometimes an appraiser will come in and the bank saying, yeah, we'll loan on it, but you have to make sure that the moss on the roof is treated. So moss on the roof doesn't make it it won't finance, but all you got to do is go treat it, you know, get a $15 can of demosser and spread it up there, and now your house is financeable. So also they like floor coverings, but again, these are all correctable things. So somebody could list their house and have a couple broken windows and say that we're going to fix them, and then it will finance at the end. So almost everything, unless it's just completely, you know, hasn't been lived in, nature starts taking over, those type of things make it not financeable. But like I said, only about 15% of all the properties for sale right now, the agent is marketing them as cash only, won't finance.
So if people want to find out more information about getting into the market or getting a house on the market, tell folks how to get connected with you.
Yeah, always, if you've got a computer or a smartphone, you can always Google Oregon Life Homes or give us a call at 391-4945.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you.